This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It is hour number one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan on an all-star Toxic Tuesday here in the nation. Hope you're having a good one. General at your service. Brian brought us the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. You have a Jacob Ray master control over there here at 75 and Fitzhugh, filling in for Lucius Alexander all week long. Did a nice job yesterday. I think the first fill-in to go five flawless in yes. G-Bag Nation history. Mm-hmm. So that was something. You do have Woolchuck and Schiafalo in the house, as per usual. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. How the heck you guys doing? A lot of breaking news here this afternoon, isn't it? It's one of the busier sports Julys.
It's rampant. It's rampant. Contracts and surgeries, man. That's where we're at.
I'm here for it. Thank goodness. We need stuff to fill the week. I love it. I think there's a lot of interesting stuff going down in college football, the NFL world, as you mentioned, certainly the NBA, off the field. I got a crazy FaceTime call before the show that is for me to know and you to not know. But my God, this is a wild day right now, boys.
It is.
Crazy family news.
Family news. Woo! Oh, yeah. I thought it was sources. I thought you were at the point now where you're FaceTiming sources.
I talked to a source about a little something earlier, too, and then I got a call from a family member, and that was wild. But that's something to be revealed in another day.
Oh, hell of a tease.
That's a long play tease.
That is a hell of a tease, Woolchuck. Well, let's start with the Mavs news. I mean, Derek Lively had a foot surgery. I guess he had a bone spur situation, had to get that clean. Was that the problem during the season?
Evidently. I mean, Stein said that the Mavs were hopeful that he was going to avoid surgery. They were not expecting that he necessarily would have to have it. But yes, he got the bone spurs removed. It was due to the same injury that he had during the season. He's apparently out of a walking boot already, and the expectation is he'll be ready to go for training camp.
Okay, let me just say that this is the guy to trade right here, Lively.
Shut up. You stop. My guy. You stay away from my guy.
You can sell a team. Yeah, they will think our trainers are going to keep this guy healthy. You can tell them, look, we had a bad trainer situation. We accidentally fired Casey Smith. And the idiots that I brought in might have chased Luke off. And, you know, and now we're not keeping Lively healthy. So, sure, he's going to stay healthy. But this dude has upside. This is one of the best five young centers in the game when healthy. You know, but I if you do have to make a trade to balance the roster, Derek Lively is at the top of my list of guys that I'm pretending I don't want to get rid of, but I'm secretly hoping that the other team covets him.
Is this a situation like with what, and it's probably unfair to compare, but I'm just thinking about early in career, young guy and being hurt. Is this what Dirk went through with the ankles kind of a thing? Remember his early career with the Mavs? It was always seemed to be he was dealing with ankle sprains and, well, problem I see everybody clicking at their keyboard now. You guys
want to see games
played. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He played 47 in 1999, then 82, 82, 76, 80, 77. Lively's worse.
Yeah.
But so, Gafford, 57 games last year, 29.
I was just thinking about, like, because Dirk was, like, extremely young, and he was dealing with these problems, and there were some questions about could he stay healthy.
Dirk was consistently, outside of his rookie year, consistently playing 77 to
right.
80 games,
right.
like, yeah. and all just, up just, until 2012, he played 53, but it was mean, he was playing a lot of games. Like, Lively has missed a lot.
How many has Lively missed since he's
played
been
in 91, the so he's missed 71?
So he's only played 20-some-odd games in his career?
No, he's played in 91, and he's missed 71.
Oh.
So over two seasons, you have 164 games. So I guess he's missed 73. He's played 91 and missed 73. I don't know. Like, Tyson Chandler was more available than that. He went 71, 75 and played a lot of 70s until, you know, mid-career. It kind of broke down there a couple of years. But then he bounced back once he got to the Mavs and, you know, had more games played until very late in his career. I don't know. I am traumatized. Okay, full disclosure. I grew up in the Portland area. I was a Trailblazers fan. We had the legend of Sam Bowie and then, you know, Greg Oden.
I was about to say, Greg.
So, like, the big guys for me, you know, when I see injury prone early, I'm like, let's get off this. You know, there are big guys that don't get hurt all the time. And if I have one of those, I'm keeping them. But if I got one that's getting hurt, I mean, this is just a collection of stuff.
Yeah. I just don't think there can you name a center that doesn't get hurt?
Well, yes, almost Jokic. All of them. Almost all of them have been less hurt than Derek Lively.
Like, Lively, the first 2 years, it's certainly something. But to me, it's like, okay, it was a broken foot, right? Like, if this year, if it ended up continuing, he's still relatively cheap. He's going to be a restricted free agent in 2027. You're not paying him a ton of money. He's taking up less than 4% of your salary cap. Victor Wembanyama had blood clots, missed 46 games. Should the Spurs be like, we're out on Victor Wembanyama now?
No.
I mean, I think it's a little bit of a panic move, and I'm a big-time Derek Lively stan, so I am always going to defend him here. If it happens for the third year, I think I would sway more back into where you're going with this, but I'm Team Lively. I'm not moving this guy. I think that we're looking at more of just an unfortunate situation with injuries than something that is going to be a long-term problem. But at his age, I get the cause for concern. I do.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you on the fact that he's so cheap right now, and I don't know that a team would really be able to give you what you would want for him because of these injuries. I'm more upset at the Mavericks. Why did you throw him back in to play? Why was he playing in game 77, game 79, 80, 81, 82? Why is he playing in these games?
They still had this weird hope of making a run.
They had hopium.
They had hopium. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's bordering on peak delusion.
Yeah.
To have hopium. You got crushed by the Grizzlies, who were not good at all.
No.
You got hammered. In no way should you have had hopium, but we were rushing Anthony Davis into the lineup because everybody's now on damage control because we just did the dumbest thing in basketball history.
Yep.
So everything that they've done is just compounds their stupidity and their own delusion. Mm-hmm. And now you're having this guy have surgery. You could have had the surgery either earlier or perhaps avoided it. I don't know. But Tim Cato's talking about, when they put him back in the lineup, they knew there were still complications.
They should have been locked into tank mode and preserve our guys mode at that point.
Especially your super young, promising assets, because I'm with Walchuk, and I think everybody, like, we all love Derek Lively. As a person, as a player, like, this dude is fantastic. The injury stuff is super unfortunate, but as an organization, you got to do everything you can to mitigate that. This is just another check off the box of the Mavericks being total dumbasses.
Yeah, it was, you know, and that's one of the reasons that I don't like Nico being here because I can't trust him. Like, how the end of last year went made me feel like he's going to be biased towards proving that trade right anyway, anyhow, even if it's not in the best long-term interest. Mavs still got lucky, hit Cooper Flagg.
Sure.
You know, so it is all good in that way. Nico talking to reporters, by the way, saying Kyrie's ahead of schedule, but we kind of knew he would be because of the way he attacks his rehab. And he's going in two or three times a day, says Nico Harrison.
I mean, Kyrie had that, he was doing like he's turning into like a Twitch streamer guy now.
Nice.
And like that full 24-hour stream?
Yes.
That was freaking wild.
Well, and you saw he was out there like just dribbling and stuff. He wasn't really like running or anything like that, but just the way I was pretty impressed on the heels of him saying, like, I don't know if I'll be back for the playoffs for this upcoming season. Seeing that was pretty encouraging. But we'll see if the Mavericks are even in a place to where it's worth bringing him back in.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the season goes. And, you know, obviously a lot of things could happen between now and the start of the season that could change their fortunes. I think they need to make at least one trade. But, yeah, you know, when Kyrie's, you know, unsure about
the future. I hope he's just saying that to be a little bit mysterious. I hope that's not actually in the cards. Two-way point guard Ryan Nemhard led the team with 11 points, 8 assists, but the Mavs suffered a loss to the Hornets, 87-69.
So they're done, right? We done in Vegas?
Is that the last one?
Three games? Is that what we do? We're out? Yeah,
I think that is
Vegas it. Vegas was done for me as soon as Cooper Flagg was done.
Mariners star and home run leader Cal Raleigh becomes the first catcher to win the home run derby, outlasting Junior Caminero in the final. 18 bomb skis to Caminero's 15 in the final round. He joins Ken Griffey Jr. as the only two M's to win the event. Speaking of Ken Griffey Jr., they're doing the red carpet right now on MLB Network, and he is in a golf shirt. It looks like he's pitching. You know?
Yeah.
It looks.
You would say it's probably a warm day in Atlanta looking at Ken.
Yeah. Yeah, he is soaked, dude. The guy needs to get a cold towel or something. I feel bad for these broadcasters. Reminds me of my first summer on the Fan 105. We had that deal with Texas Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
And Tom Bigby had us out there in July at the open wheel, the IndyCar races.
The IndyCar races, yeah. That was June, yeah.
5 hours on the back of like a truck trailer. Out in the sun. It was quite a day. All-Star game tonight, though. You guys going to watch?
Oh, man. I might kind of have it on and just kind of pay attention on one of the side. I mean, luckily, that's the spoil that I'm in here with the three television setup. Mm-hmm. So I can have one on while whatever wifey wants to watch will be on the middle, and I'll probably have to have the sound on there. But I'm not super invested. I don't really care about any of these All-Star games anymore.
Okay, ESPN's throwing head-to-head WNBA Caitlin Clark and the Fever against the Connecticut Sun. Which will have your eyes the most?
That game will. I mean, my wife is like not really trying to watch sports really ever, but she's sucked into the Caitlin Clark situation.
There you go.
So she was, when I told her that, yeah, Caitlin Clark plays tonight, she's like, all right, sweet.
Consider yourselves sucked.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Amen.
Wow. Legendary Parcells.
Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I don't even know how to move on from that one, but
I really don't want to move on from that, Chuck. I'm going to try to channel that into a really good evening.
I'm sure there's some cooking program that I'm locked into or something like that.
I mean, it does suck a little bit more with no Rangers, right? It's a tougher ask.
Yeah. I really do enjoy, like, because every night you're invested in the Rangers, or we were invested in the Stars, or, you know.
Yeah.
So when you have like a few days where you don't have to be invested in anything,
you got to find something else to do.
You got to find something else to do. And now I can say, this circus that we're about to join up on is going to start on July 21st. And for me and Wolchuk, it's not going to end till the Saturday of the draft.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to take your time when you can take your time. I mean, I'm
work-life balance.
Working on a lot of other things.
Take 8 months from you. You get one night in the middle of July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just trying to think about all the things I need to get done before we leave out of here. But yeah, it's like I say, when you sign up for this thing, it's that's the cool aspect of it. But yeah, this thing for us, and I know for Zach and I, because of how we work on the draft, it's going to go from July 21st until the Saturday, the final day of the final afternoon of the draft.
It is time consuming. I guess I want the MLB All-Star game on because it's out of all the games, it's a piece of history, you know? And it's I think it is still the closest thing to the actual competition, and it's pretty badass. Especially if you just watch Ranger games, you know?
I do. Yeah. I do.
You get to learn all the stars.
That's the thing. When you're living and die these Ranger games every night.
Yeah.
Like that series against the Astros, that's, you know, as a fan, you're sitting there like, you're just every pitch. It was kind of like playoff baseball for me.
It was
because
fun.
I was thinking, God, sweep these SOBs now if you can. And then, you know, it didn't work out that way. But, man, every pitch, we were just kind of like, all right. Because I know if the Rangers would have got swept, poor Chris Young would have been talking about getting rid of players.
Yeah.
You know, that Ray Davis would have walked down the hall and said, hey, We need to shed some players here. You're not going to spend any money. Yeah.
Well, the Aggies are dreaming of doing the opposite of shedding a player. As, man, this Shamar Stewart story is fascinating. Bengals first round pick. They're at an impasse over, you know, the Bengals weirdness with contracts. I guess they're trying to change their standard language regarding the voiding of guarantees in future years. Whatever that means, the Bengals are being Scrooge McDucks. While this is going on, apparently Shamar Stewart is back in college.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Station, he's been practicing all summer. He's like, okay, Bengals, you want to do me dirty on the contract? Forget you. I'm going to practice. Anyway, 247 Sports' Bud Elliott, okay? He reports that Stewart's been practicing with the Aggies, and, quote, one of his sources says Shamar might end up back here. He's been at College Station. He's been fully involved in workouts. He could try to come back and play again this season and go into the draft again next year. So there's no precedent for that happening.
I don't think the NCAA eligibility rules will allow for that.
Yeah, yes. So Nick Harris, and I talked to him right before the show started, and he put out on Twitter, it's pretty ironclad in the NCAA eligibility rules that Shamar Stewart cannot go back and play at A&M in 25, but he can practice and be worked out by NFL teams since he signed with the NFLPA. That's at least how it was communicated to him from somebody that's knowledgeable about the situation. But, Gavin.
Yeah, you know, I think this is where the court system comes into play, a legal challenge of the antitrust. So I think for this to happen, number one, he would have to go to court and challenge this. And if it doesn't go in his favor, then he is, you know, still screwing the Bengals over, right? He would have dug in so much that he's like, well, that's fine. I'll just come back next year and re-enter the draft.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about this is, you know, the players have options now. And
yeah,
we have one in Donovan Ezeraku, you know? Like, how is he going to, could this set off a trend where players are like, well, fine, NFL, if you don't want to do things on my terms, I'll come back into the draft next year, or I'm going to join Shamar Stewart's challenge of this antitrust, because now that we've arrived, you feel like you have a captive combatant that you are negotiating against, that I have no options, right? I thought this was America, though. I got a league back here in college that still wants to pay me. Are you going to tell me that in America, a man can't choose which league he wants to play for because you used to have some illusion that this was amateurism instead of professional football? And I think he wins that. I think a lawyer destroys that.
I just wonder, would they be able to expedite it in time for him to actually get to do this? Because this is all happening right now. Like, college football is starting very, very soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 5 weeks.
I wonder, maybe it would just be something for the future where he doesn't necessarily get the benefit, but it's a groundbreaking thing in the sport. I don't know. But It is a crazy situation.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. And because of that, they should have started this immediately after the draft, you know?
Yeah.
And would you want to actually follow through on that? I think I would if the Bengals were my other option. And check this out. How good are the players at my position next year? Could I move up in the draft? Could my rookie salary slot? By the way, salary cap's going up. So if I wait a year, my money's growing 10%. In the end, I could end up with more money just by waiting and getting drafted higher, possibly.
If I think I would just sit out and work out. I wouldn't practice.
You know? And somebody clarified, like, he's been working out by himself, with the team at this point. But
there's a lot of guys that show up at the facility that he's comfortable with, the strength coach and a program and all that. So, yeah, it's not like he's working out like he's putting pads on and doing stuff like that. He's working out at the facility.
Because you need a place to be if you don't like your employer or you don't have a contract with your employer.
Stay in shape.
But this is different than that storyline that happens every year in the NFL, isn't it? It's a lot different right now.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine him challenging and winning. But I could see him sitting out the entire year and then also just coming back into the draft now.
That's what Bo Jackson did, right? After Tampa drafted him.
Yeah. What was his situation, though, with...
He didn't like him.
Yeah, he just did not. Yeah,
I don't think it usually goes well for the player. Maurice Claret didn't work. But
Bo Jackson went and did baseball, right?
But this is a different environment now that we have the NIL.
It is. Yeah, like that wrinkle is what makes this fascinating to me, is because you're right. I don't think it benefits him. But could he say, you know what, let me go ahead and challenge this for the players that now come behind me that say, hey, I can make a couple million dollars by going back and playing in college football, and you're going to tell me I don't have the right to do that?
Yeah.
Right to work, yeah.
And he does have until week 10 of the NFL season to try to get, you know, something done. He has, I think, until the Tuesday of week 10 in order to sign that contract and still play that year. Okay, we got the G-Bag of the Day champion replay, top 10 as well, coming up next. Well, Chuck, what's the subject?
Man, it's a glorious day. 20 years ago today, Wedding Crashers was released, an all-time great R-rated comedy, the top 10 best R-rated comedies of all time. 877-881-1053. That's next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Wolchuk's top 10, 220 in just a couple of minutes. Time for the G-Bag of the Day champion, though. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Into the Pimp Cup. Here's Jacob Ray with your champ.
All right. So this video, this audio, is the notorious one that dethroned Brian Broaddus' record-setting question. A little bit of controversy.
I demand a recount.
Yeah, little bit of controversy. Here's Derek Lewis talking about who he wanted next after his fight.
Derek, back in the win column, extending your record for most knockouts in UFC history. What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so... I want my wife next. It's going to be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is. Find that.
She know what it is.
Those last two sentences did it for me.
Yeah. Heck of a mic drop.
Man, he's great.
And she had to have just totally loved that, huh? I mean, that is...
That's me.
That's me.
It's just so romantic.
Yeah, lucky gal.
I love love.
All right, that is our champion. Tune in tonight, 5:30. See if Derek Lewis can make it 2 in his pursuit of 5. By the way, you will be happy to know that Brian's record-setting question that was even longer than Chief's question to Stephen Jones has received honorary 5-time status and is eligible there for the 2025 G-Bag of the Year. I'm sure that makes you happy, Brian.
I think I had 3 already in.
Yeah, you've been on fire, dude.
Yeah, I have been on fire, as you would say.
You had that crazy Dick's Sporting Goods situation. I do remember that. I don't know if I remember the rest of them.
Yeah.
But you do love your sporting goods.
And we love Broaddus, don't we?
It's time now for Wolf. Gosh, we do.
Top 10 at 220. Here he is, Zach with it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that segue. We've got the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. That continues to rock on Thursday. You're going to get free delicious Whataburger breakfast. Man, the turnout for KNC today with the Cowboys cheerleaders sounded incredible. Richardson Fire Department, Station 1, 300 North Greenville Avenue. close to my neck of the woods there in Plano. That's where Sean and RJ are going to be on Thursday. Bobby will be back, so he will be there as well. And then Friday, Gavin and Eric are going to be at Comerica Backyard Ballpark there.
That's right.
Getting set for Rangers and Tigers.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Let's
baseball
go.
Baseball Friday.
Start a second half of the season where the Rangers are just going to be kicking ass, taking names. Before we dive into this list, give me your favorite R-rated comedy in honor of Wedding Crashers turning 20 years old today. That is insane to me. 877-881-1053. Brett McMurphy, who's out there covering the SEC media days. This is a troll job unlike any I've seen recently. I guess Sark just walked out onto the podium and they accidentally or maybe purposefully played the Texas A&M fight song as Steve Sarkisian walked out for the Texas portion of the SEC Media Days. And yeah, I haven't heard the sound of this, Jacob. That might be something that could be G-Bag of the Day worthy if the audio is good enough.
Do you have, when they do that, do they have like the yell leaders kind of going a cappella on some of that?
That's a good question.
Just shouting.
They might.
That'd be great.
Just jumping around and yippee-ki-yaying each other and hugging and embracing. That's, God, I'm sure. And Sark probably just went ahead and took it in stride. Just went straight into the questions and then the Q&A portion of it.
But, sure.
Wow. That is.
He knows who won the game last year.
He does. He know who's got. He does. He's. Yeah. He know who has bragging rights in the state. 100%.
That's Dawson. That's kind of like when we have that situation when we were playing World Cup soccer.
Yeah.
And we play the other country's national anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're standing up there getting ready to go, and all of a sudden, Belarus's national anthem goes firing off. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of somewhere else, instead of Belgium's. You know?
Yeah, is it a time for a miss hit there or a misfire? You got to have your P's and Q's lined up.
Yeah.
Texas, by the way, according to On3 Sports, Pete Nakos had the survey on this.
Pete Nakos.
Texas, number one biggest spender in college football. Number two is Texas Tech. Hmm. Ohio State at 3, Oregon at 4, A&M at 5. Three Texas schools in the top 5 of biggest NIL.
Not surprising.
Spending. Not at all. Miami
just
was tied
more,
with
right?
A&M. It just means more 100%. USC, Michigan, more. Tennessee, and Auburn rounding out that top 10.
Auburn's up on that list?
Auburn was number 10.
That guy's playing some golf down there. He knows number what's 10. Going on, right?
Yeah, number right. 10. I guess they probably had to pay Jackson Arnold to get over there from Oklahoma, but I don't know about Auburn this year. That week one game, I know Carter Freeman's been all over this on our Bet Nation show on Sundays. Baylor to beat Auburn. I think Auburn's favored right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it on the Plains or is it Waco?
I think this one is in it's the Plains.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm taking Baylor on in that one. I think Baylor's going to beat the crap out of Auburn. Really do.
Ari thinks it's going to be what's Ari think about Baylor?
Run a train.
He's going to run a train this year.
Yeah. Oh, you missed that. That was a great Shell Shack combo platter that we had at SG Bag of the Day Champ as well. I didn't know if we could make it an honorary. But we considered doing it. Maybe you can go back and listen to it. It was quite a moment that we had.
We should run that back so we can hear it, because I was explaining to Dawson the Richie from NS birthday fall down.
It was pretty good.
That was a hilarious story.
Was getting picked up by the mics.
Man. All right. Let's get into it. Had a lot of movies already texted in 877-881-1053. Some not R-rated. Most of them are. We had Dirty Grandpa from the 214. Step Brothers being texted in. Borat. Borat's phenomenal. Animal House. Airplane.
Animal House is awesome.
Revenge of the Nerds. Ooh. Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Revenge of the Nerds was outstanding. Porky's, that's way back.
That's way, way back.
Yeah.
Did you say The Hangover?
The Hangover, that's a good one. There we go, Brian. American Pie, Friday being texted in. Hall Pass. A lot of good ones. A lot of good movies being texted in. Couple like Talladega Nights, PG-13. Anchorman, PG-13. Didn't make the cut here.
It's difficult to make a great R-rated comedy.
It is.
You know, and the unfortunate part about that as well is it usually will include full male frontal, you know? So you have to include that in your equation. You know, you are definitely looking at a over 50% chance that, there's going to be some schwanz. Is that the word?
There you go.
Schwanz. Right there.
Absolutely.
But I love Borat, Full Male Front. I love Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yes, that's a classic.
Beers, I mean, beers, that's just beers. Off my personal experience of what I laughed the hardest at. I think Borat and Jay and Silent Bob.
Airplane's apparently rated G817, so the airplanes don't. It's a great comedy movie, but not qualifying for R-rated comedies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we had a really good run there, I would say, in the
2000s, 2000 to 2010.
Man.
It's like a golden age.
From The Hangover, 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Superbad, I Love You, Man, Tropic Thunder.
Truly all-time
incredible laugh out loud to this day, stand the test of time movies.
Stuck on You, big time Tolo Mark texted me that.
Yeah, bringing it to the sports realm.
Absolutely, and that's an underrated comedy. Jacob, do you remember like the first R-rated movie that you saw?
Oh my gosh, I think it was The Breakfast Club was the first R-rated movie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I saw, and my mom had to watch it with me.
Oh my gosh, is the Breakfast Club R?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
We rented it from the library. The library card.
Yeah, hell of a movie.
Yeah, it is an R. You rented it from the library. I used to love doing that too, bro.
Yeah, I couldn't use my card. I used my mom's card because I had like restrictions on it.
Renting from the library, that's wild. Yeah, honorable mentions, we got Borat. That should be in the top 10, in my opinion. That's incredibly low on here. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Oh, yes. That's in my top 5, probably.
Police Academy. Good Morning, Vietnam. That comes in as an honorable mention. Dazed and Confused, the South Park movie.
Ooh.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Yeah. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, as you brought up, Eric. That's honorable mention. 21 Jump Street, the remake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. I mean, that's way up there.
Pretty good.
I never saw that. I think I need to go see that movie, though. How about Zombieland with Woody Harrelson? Ooh, wasn't that good?
It was really good.
Zombieland, good. Role Models is an honorable mention.
Role Models. Oh, my gosh. Yep. That is a great one.
Gosh, it's so good. Stripes, Friday, Hot Fuzz, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. The Big Lebowski is an honorable mention. Coming to America, Shaun of the Dead, Horrible Bosses. Horrible Bosses is fantastic.
That was good. It was good.
Ted,
Big Lebowski.
You brought up Zombie. We're the Millers. We're the Millers. I mean, Jennifer Aniston in that movie. My gosh, take a bow. My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, yes.
Office Space. Super Troopers.
Oh, Office Space was R? That was amazing.
Yeah.
Was Half-Baked R?
I feel like it had to be R. I think so. I think it was. Trading Places is on here. Vacation and then Animal House are your other honorable mentions. But the top 10 here, best R-rated comedies of all time.
I can't believe it. Animal House is not in the top 10.
It's 11, I know.
Mr. Nasty is not going to be happy about
that. Not happy.
He texted in saying,
oh, Nasty.
Be.
You guys weren't big Half-Baked fans there with Brewer and Chappelle?
No, I thought Half-Baked was pretty damn funny.
Yeah. I think I need to rewatch that. I don't even know if I've seen that from start to finish. But this was an R-rated comedy.
This is the end. Seth Rogen's 940 being texted. That was probably one of the coolest movie watching experience. I got to see an early screening of that at North Park, and Seth Rogen was there for it. Like,
no
he introduced
way.
The movie. Yeah.
Did he laugh?
Yeah. I can't even do it. He's got the most unique laugh. He's high at all times, 100%. Blazing Saddles, number 10 R-rated movie of all time.
Good deal.
Old School at 9.
Whew. Old School's good.
Wedding Crashers is at 8. That would be number 1 for me.
It would definitely be in my top 3.
Caddyshack at 7.
Needs to be higher.
American Pie comes in at 6.
My, my.
Step Brothers at 5. You touch my drum set?
Yeah, that was...
No, I was watching Cops.
What year did that come out, Walchuk?
That was 2008, my friend.
Okay, so I would have been like in 8th grade... I think it was a summer release.
It
going
was.
To see that going into 8th grade. I remember the first time through, I didn't totally get it.
I didn't like it the first time I saw it either.
It was that's one of those movies for me. Hot Rod was another one that the first time I saw it, I didn't think it was great. But now I realize just how incredible it is. And Napoleon Dynamite. Like, those are the three movies that stand out where first watch I didn't really get. And then after that, maybe sometime later, it was like, oh my gosh, actually.
The more you watch it, the better it is.
These are incredible movies.
Oh my gosh, The Ringer from the 817.
Was that R-rated?
It had
that
to have been.
That was really funny.
The Ringer had to have been R-rated. Deadpool comes in at number 4 with Ryan Reynolds.
The
first one is great.
The first one was really, really
They progressively good. Got, I mean, they got worse.
We went and saw the Wolverine one.
We did. We saw Deadpool Wolverine.
In Oxnard. Was that last summer?
Last summer.
Man, what a letdown.
It was a big letdown. I was expecting so much more from that.
What's our Oxnard movie date night this year?
I think F1. Hopefully we got some show times, but I think, and maybe we can get Brian to come.
F1 definitely would
Let's
be.
Let's do it.
Especially after Mike Francesa just completely took a dump all over Superman.
Which I will fight fan. I went in with low expectations. I'm a Superman hater because I'm pro Batman, so Superman can go F himself. But I thought Superman was actually pretty good. Not great. It wasn't like, oh my God, best movie of all time. I enjoyed it for 2 hours. Funny, doesn't take itself seriously. I thought it was pretty good.
I mean, it's so polarizing. I've heard people say they love it and people say they hate it. So I got to check it out now.
And then like I'm being told like, oh, well, it's a woke movie. I'm like, I don't really get what's woke about it, but maybe I'm just not caring and looking into it like that. Like, it's a movie. I'm turning my brain off and I'm just trying to enjoy something for 2 hours. I'm not really trying to worry about the current events of the world.
I just love that it's only 2 hours. A lot of those superhero movies get real ridiculous.
The run times are ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, trying to find a movie under 2 hours now is tough.
Yeah, they're few and far between, man.
I mean, I'm doing that up in the air, you know, trying to find a movie that's going to finish by the time we land. And if you don't start at like 2 hours out, you're probably like going to be pulling into the gate saying, no, now I got to go rent this damn movie to see how it ends.
Yeah, even the F1, I just looked it up, 2 hours, 35 minutes.
It's like 2.5 hours is like you're going right now.
It's
and
be quite the commitment.
It doesn't account for the 30 minutes of trailers that are going to be like, it's really a 3 hour movie when you're going if it's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, and that's why I love the being able to choose your own seat so you can time it if you don't want to see the preview.
Yeah, we can just wait. You know, if it's a 7:30 start time, you just show up at 7:50 or something.
Yeah.
We walk in, we're pretty much not waiting. Number 3 is The Hangover, which would have been my personal 3 as well.
Yeah, dude, so funny.
The 40-year-old virgin at number 2. That would have been number 4 for me.
A little too romantic for me.
Yeah?
Too much rom, not enough calm.
Dude, there is a lot of... Oh, man. That deserves a rewatch on your part, sir.
Well, how many... Did you only see it one time?
I've probably seen it twice.
Yeah.
You put in the
pee
on the pedestal?
No, I get it. You're anti-rom, right?
Like, I am anti-rom.
You
are,
like...
If I see rom, it doesn't matter what genre it is. I'm like, oh, this movie's at least down level 2.
You're seeing all...
10 becomes an 8.
You're like, we need to be calming right now.
It's
we don't
hilarious.
Need to be romming.
Yeah, I thought we were at war here, guys. You know, are we cracking jokes? Mm-hmm. Are we at war?
Like, are we calming or not?
You know, are we in some sort of a mafia situation, right? I don't need any rom in these deals.
Get the rom out.
That was the best thing about Prison Break. You know,
is
he wasn't distracted by anybody but the one gal. That was the only rom in the entire 7 seasons of it.
Yeah, and she stayed in there the entire 7 seasons of it, too. Sarah or whatever the hell her name was.
That was a one-season show. But that one season, man.
It was a great season.
We're still talking about it to this day.
But number 1, the greatest R-rated comedy of all time. It would be my personal 2, so I'm not upset about it, but it is Superbad.
Okay.
Yeah. And Superbad is outstanding.
Truly.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Blood Brothers.
I don't think we make them anymore.
I think we're just too sensitive as a society now to make a good
100%.
I think those guys were like uniquely in their bag at that age.
Yes.
You know, and now it needs to be the next generation.
Well,
it was the
agreed.
Next group of funny guys.
All those movies that you talked about, like Superbad was made in 2007. The Hangover was made in 2009. Step Brothers in 2008. Borat, I know we talked about that earlier. 2006. Those were all kind of at the same time.
It was golden era.
Yeah, that era of like, okay, we can make these R movies that are comedies. Yeah. You know, they kind of had a knack for this.
It was kind of slapsticky and guys being idiots. You know, it was beautiful. Chief, what are we doing next?
A little football's finest. We have a combo of NFL quarterbacks and college quarterbacks. And a guy that I had never heard of that might be the guy to circle for this year's draft. Are you ready, boys?
I'm ready.
It's next.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And coming up at 3 o'clock, we'll have Joseph Hoyt joining you from the morning news talking Cowboys. Right now, here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Okay, football's finest. I do want to invite the Tolos out Saturday from 10 to noon. I'll be at the grand opening at the all-new Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth, I-35 Golden Triangle. All sorts of giveaways, Six Flags tickets, Nine Inch Nails tickets, Lumineers tickets, tons of gift card giveaways, plus the first 50 Tolos that show up get a free oil change and 25% off any service.
Nice.
Plus, free, hot and ready, Hurtado Barbecue.
Did you say free?
Wow. I said free, Wolchuk.
And he said this last because what he's about to tell you is, there's not going to be any left.
I'm going to be there.
Ass showing up. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to be there.
There was going to be the hover around like, oh, is it set up yet? Let me grab a plate.
Can I just crush all of this?
I can't get all free 50 oil changes, but I can crush all that Hurtado
Barbecue.
He'll
make sure his car's over in the oil change line ahead of everybody else. I don't know if he likes the Nine Inch Nail thing.
Those Lumineers tickets might be mine, too.
I'll take all the tickets, all the barbecue.
And then the next thing you know,
I'll bring the family. We're all getting oil changes.
Like,
my kids are going to enjoy that Hurtado.
You're watch the misses out there. The Hurtado, if you're listening, Brandy, you better bring like an extra truckload of things. Because when Chief and the family show up, that thing is going to be gone.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be tearing it up at a high level. Hopefully the Tolos will join me Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon, grand opening, all new Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth, free oil change, free Hurtado barbecue, and all sorts of bomb giveaways. All right, who do you guys think on average has the most expensive NFL tickets this year to go see
the Raiders
their game?
Yeah, I think it is the Raiders.
The Raiders. I think the Raiders, they're the smallest stadium, and I think their tickets have gone up.
And it's a destination. Who doesn't want to go to Vegas and watch their team play? It's a boys' weekend.
We got a Cowboy game there this year?
Cowboys-Raiders, I think, are the most expensive ticket in the NFL this year.
Yeah, Raiders average the second highest ticket price. I was surprised to find out who was number one.
The Jets?
Lions?
Lions, yeah. Ooh. Good pull, Dawson. Yep. Well, How about that?
I mean, their passion was undisputable at that draft, wasn't it?
It's true.
Like, they had a 500,000 people there, and they haven't won in so long, they feel like it's their year. It's driving the price higher.
Yeah, and I wonder if for the Cowboys, because they're, like, 10th or whatever with the most expensive ticket. I wonder how much of that is because you get those standing room onlys that can maybe bring the numbers down a little bit because a buttload of those sell. I think they're 100.
Are they 100 now?
I think the standing
room. They started off at like $39.
When they opened the building?
Yeah, I mean, they're $100 for standing room only?
I think so.
No way, dude.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You know, when we do that, after we do our pregame show, we go up through the crowd. Eric, you do that, right? Is that the way you go? Do you go to the elevator?
Yeah. I go up the stairs.
It's amazing how many people are standing in that area. And I kind of like, there's no way you could see. I kind of look and like, okay, where would I stand? And it's like, unless you're on that front row area, are you looking at the screen the whole time?
Yeah, you're probably looking at the screen the whole time. That's why there's that mad dash that John Michaud always puts up to get in the front row. And then otherwise, you're probably just walking around the concourse.
You're watching those people. I'm fighting those people going up the stairs, you know, and you're trying to kind of avoid, and people are just hanging. I mean, but I'm thinking like, God, can you really see from standing over here? Yeah,
that's a good question.
Yeah.
I liked the white creamsicles that it looks like the Buccaneers are going to be running out this year. I like those. Wolchuk was a little against them. He prefers the
1970s uniforms?
Yeah, I think it's the 76 unis.
They wore white pants.
I like them.
White pants, orange tops, but their road uniforms were all white with orange numbers, which were pretty cool. White helmets? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, yeah, with the white helmets. I think it looks pretty sharp. Okay, I was watching.
Did you get distracted or just wanted to mention that?
No, I just wanted to mention it because I was just talking about it with Wolchuk in the break. I saw Peter Schrager give his players to make a leap in 2025. Does anybody know who Devontae Walker is?
Who?
Devontae Walker.
Mm-mm. Sounds fast.
Wow.
Might be wiggly.
Is that a wide receiver?
Yeah, that is a Ravens pass catcher of some sort. And I was like,
Tez Walker.
North Carolina?
Okay, so
Tez Walker was in the draft last year. Yeah.
So they went with the full name. I'm like, I've never heard of Devontae Walker.
Yeah, Tez.
The Tez factor, okay. I don't know how much of an impact he made last year, but Peter Schrager thinks he, along with Jalin Hyatt, Giants wide receiver, Calvin Austin,
okay,
Steelers,
yeah,
also speedy wide receiver, all going to take a leap. And then he has Michael Penix and Drake May as the two guys at the quarterback position that are going to take a leap. I found it interesting that he went Drake May and Penix and didn't throw in Caleb Williams with the Ben Johnson factor and the revamping the offensive line. And I'm thinking, okay, I mean, you're going to, I mean, I agree with him on May and Penix for sure, but I just thought it was interesting that he didn't have Caleb Williams with the supporting cast now that he has, especially the offensive line, plus the Ben Johnson factor. He didn't feel like Caleb Williams was going to be enough to crack his top five.
Because I kind of had this on this morning as I was doing my prep, and he definitely mentioned Caleb Williams in the supporting cast. Maybe he just didn't have it in his top five.
I think Tannenbaum jumped in and started talking Caleb Williams. I just found it interesting that Peter Schrager didn't have Caleb Williams in the mix there.
Tez Walker, I remember Daniel Jeremiah loved him.
Yeah.
I was
that's
not
a fourth
as high.
Round pick. Yeah,
that's a big-bodied possession type of receiver. Exactly. I was not as high on him.
Yeah, if you said Tez Walker, I think we'd had a chance.
Yeah, Tez would have made more sense.
Well, yeah, because I feel like the whole time we were calling him that.
Okay, so the standing room, $25 preseason, $40 to $65 for regular season games. You're probably looking at $65. I'd probably go on the high side.
Is this for the radars?
For the standing rooms.
Oh, no, for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a lot better. I thought it was $100.
Like, dude, I'm not paying $100 to stand around. That's
no
crazy.
Another guy that people think are going to take a leap or is going to take a leap is Bryce Young, Panthers quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely, them in the Panthers, they had that game versus the Chiefs, the game versus the Eagles that they were right in. And he stood short but strong into the pocket and was willing to take hits and throw into the face of pressure. That was pretty awesome. But Deontay Lee has the numbers on what he did in the second half of last year, and they just don't reflect all that well for him. Like bottom third in the league or close to dead last.
I can't believe how bad he is.
A lot of these categories. And I keep seeing Bryce Young, and I would love for him to be meet the expectations of being the number one overall pick. But even in the second half of last year when they started to turn a corner, his numbers don't reflect a quarterback that is that good at all.
So it was the last three starts he had last year, they went 2-1. He had 10 total touchdowns, 0 turnovers. So I think that's what people are really focusing on. The last three games, they ended the season on a high. He played really well. He cleaned up the turnovers, and hopefully that can carry over to this year.
I think Dave Canellis needs to kind of figure some things out, because if he doesn't, that owner's not very patient.
No, not at all.
No.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I mean, he's paying Frank Reich, and he's paying our guy at Nebraska,
Rule.
And Matt Rhule. I mean, he's not afraid to pay another guy, I'm sure.
Okay, we can get into this more later, but I saw a guy who I respect the way he looks at these quarterback prospects.
Thanks, Nate, appreciate that.
Brian Broaddus and Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports. And someone asked him, who are your top quarterbacks entering the college football season in terms of prospects for the NFL? And his first name, he just went with last names. The first name was Mendoza.
Mm.
Usually hear that as the last name.
Yeah, he was going with it is the last name of the player, but it was his first name in his stack.
Luis
of guys
Mendoza?
No, this is
Team
this
USA.
Is Fernando Mendoza,
all-time Anaheim Mighty Duck,
who was a Cal quarterback and is now at Indiana. And apparently he's Nate Tice's favorite quarterback prospect going into this class. He's got Sellers and Nussmeier in there as well. He has a mention for Klubnik, and then he puts in parentheses if Arch were going to declare, I'd have Arch in here.
Yeah.
But Fernando Mendoza, a quarterback I did not know existed, is Nate Tice's number one quarterback prospect going into this college football season. It was at Cal, now at IU. Just something to consider.
Indiana's had some
6'5", 225, known for his accuracy, mobility, and leadership.
Okay.
He had a 3,000-yard season in 2024 at Cal. And so now he's at Indiana.
Just Google his coach, man. He wins. He's got a good shot.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Chief. Okay, coming up next, 1 hour down, four to go. Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. The top storylines around your football team with training camp a week away. That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.